With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Linda.
I have a praise that I got home safely yesterday.
Amen.
I'm driving home from Fort Walton. I'm in prayer so deep that I don't even remember my drive home.
Wow.
To the house. And that's like, I'm here.
Amen. God's Spirit.
You know, angry, but we did get hospice set up while I was over there and trying to get his insulin regulated. So I think he was ready for me to come back home because a couple times he said, "You're hovering." And I'm like, "I can't help it. I'm just like my mother. If you're sick, I hover."
Yeah.
But anyhow, I know that his anger is not meant towards me.
Right.
And, you know, I laugh sometimes when he gets angry. I just laugh. I say, "David, it's okay." And I left two of the upper rooms with them. And I encouraged my sister-in-law to ask for the hospice chaplain to come in.
Good.
So.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank everybody for all their prayers and their thoughts and their phone calls. And God gives me strength.
Amen. And that's why we can hang on to that precious hope that we have, because as somebody had told me from hospice, they're not really gone. They're just in the next room waiting for us when that does happen. And then we get the promise of being together again. So that's what faith is all about, faith in Christ.
Well, his doctor told me the other day, David's daughter and I went to the doctor's appointment with him, and he said, "You know, David, there's a better place."
Yeah.
And I looked at the doctor and I said, "Yeah, no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering." And then I looked up and I said, "Thank you, Jesus, for Dr. Vigo.
Amen.
He was very, very good.
Amen.
Very good."
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else this morning? Arthur.
I have a joy that we, on Tuesday, we will be booking tickets to Helsinki, Finland soon, and we are on like March 10th.
Nice.
Cool. Thank you. Anybody else? Sandra. See, your name is really Sandra, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Continued prayers for work. There's a lot of stuff going on, and there's going to be a lot of more stuff going on there's already clashes within the ranks, so continue prayers there.
Maybe that's why the governor gave you guys a couple more days off so you can work all that out. I didn't get that. Anybody else this morning?
We also have a friend that's in TMA. We've had him on our prayer list, but he's not on there now. Eddie White. He's got cirrhosis of the liver. He had a lung transplant, and his lungs have failed. And it's just a matter of time for Eddie.
No, thank you. And Joanne, your neighbor Mary, is she doing all right?
Mary went back to preaching at her church in Ocala.
Okay.
She shut it down because of all the drama. Too much gossiping about her being the preacher, and just people just how things happen with small groups.
So she moved down here, or
she's still here. She drives 3 hours every Sunday.
Wow, bless her.
I mean, 6 hours. Been there every week.
Yeah, three. Yeah, wow.
But she reopened her church because some people needed her.
Yeah, that's that calling thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, please.
Don didn't really need to remember him. Having some health issues, or not sure what was going on, and Tracy also had some problems with her neck.
Yeah.
And then my side of the family, they're having a touch trouble, and they need a lot of prayer. That's my number
Thank you, Lord.
Do you mean, is Austin doing that?
He's doing good. He was able to see his grandma the other day.
Yeah, he's back home.
And she's the one who's with hospice and down the allergies and so on. And he was able to get the same amount of time.
Good.
Joanne, you had your hand up first.
I have a prayer request for my niece. She was with a friend at a laundromat in West Lafayette, Indiana, and somebody came in and started shooting. They shot through her friend, and the bullets ended up in her and then some in her directly. She had 9 injury wounds of bullets. She said she remembered, play dead. So she fell to the floor and laid there and acted like she was dead. Then the shooter went on and shot another guy in the laundromat. Then he went outside and shot himself in the head. The next day, the shooter died at the hospital. My niece's friend died right there. My niece had to have part of her intestines removed and colon and a lot of surgery, emergency surgery. She's stable now, out of ICU. The other person that was shot, we don't know how he is because they're all in protective custody. The shooter was a guy from Lincoln, Nebraska. Nobody has any attachments to him or even knew him. He just came into the laundromat and started shooting. So anyway, I need prayer. I'd like to pray for my niece Renee and the other person that was shot in the laundromat, who I have no idea who it is, and for Keith, the one that died, my niece's friend, for Keith's family. It's hard to wrap our heads around things like
this,
especially when it happens so close to home.
And unfortunately, that's the way life is, and we always got to be aware of our surroundings and keep our spiritual eyes and physical eyes open, and because you never know what's lurking around the corner. So, we certainly lift up Renee. Lord, hear our prayer. Sandra?
I talked to my brother, and he's an empty nester. And my niece is in Jordan, and I sent a package over there to her, so hopefully she'll get it in the next few days. But he's having some difficulty with this Christmas. It's just going to be him and his wife. There's some strife between the stepson and the son-in-law, and there's a little bit of drama going on, and he's just not sure what he's going to do about it because he can't get everybody together.
Amen.